I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. This has been a year of political turmoil in Iran. The spark was the re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in June. Ahmadinejad's opponents say he won through massive vote fraud, and they've staged protests ever since. Yesterday, demonstrations left at least 8 people dead. And today, the Iranian authorities arrested a number of prominent opposition figures. Those detained include a former foreign minister and a human rights activist. President Obama today condemned the crackdown.
Along with all free nations, the United States stands with those who seek their universal rights. We call upon the Iranian government to abide by the international obligations that it has to respect the rights of its own people. We call for the immediate release of all who have been unjustly detained within Iran. We will continue to bear witness to the extraordinary events that are taking place there, and I'm confident that history will be on the side of those who seek justice.
President Barack Obama speaking this afternoon in Hawaii. Khosra Naji is a special correspondent with BBC Persian Television in London. He says the weekend demonstrations were of a different order than previous ones.
The latest protests were the most violent we have seen in recent months, and that makes it different. This time there was quite a lot of violence from the security forces, and demonstrators paid in kind, and they reacted badly and violently too. Set police cars and motorcycles on fire. They set a police station on fire. They set fire to banks and other government departments and buildings. So all in all, the most violent in many months.
How significant are these individuals that I mentioned who were arrested, these prominent opposition figures?
Well, they are significant so far as they are prominent figures in the opposition, and they're not the leaders. The leaders have not been touched yet, and of course, in the hardliners, amongst the hardliners in the government, there are calls for the arrest of the leaders, but that hasn't happened so far.
I'm wondering if you think the Iranian government may have gone too far this time. I mean, security forces violently attacking protesters on the Shiite holiday of Ashura is an unprecedented event in Iran. I'm wondering, you know, if Iranians who might not have joined in the opposition movement prior to this, how are they responding?
Well, the fact is that the government, the regime, they have been taking a hard line, thinking that a violent crackdown will put an end to the demonstrations and protests. That hasn't happened. What has happened instead has been the radicalization of the opposition. The opposition, which initially were happy to call for a re-election, they now thinking of basically toppling the leader of the country. So they have been radicalized because of the use of force on the other side. And if the vicious cycle of violence goes on, I think you can safely say that this could be the beginning of the end for the regime as a whole, because each time this happens, more people are convinced that this government is not their government and they're not going to support it.
How worried do you think the Iranian government or the Iranian regime is at the moment? I mean, from what we're seeing and hearing, these protests aren't just in Tehran anymore. They seem to be taking place in a number of Iranian cities.
That's right. The last few weeks, the demonstrations have spread to places which we hadn't seen demonstrations before, including the holy city of Qom, the bastion of Shiite clergy in Iran. I think we've reached a point that the government has to make serious concessions if it wants to stop this cycle of violence.
Do you know, does anybody know if there are more demonstrations being planned?
Already today we're getting them reports of further unrest in Tehran at least. The next big date is the anniversary of the Iranian Revolution, which falls on the 11th of February. And in the meantime, I'm sure there will be other excuses for the oppositionists to come out on the streets.
Khosra Naji is a special correspondent with BBC Persian Television. Thank you, Khosra.
My pleasure.